Okay, thank you. And Mr. Livesay is here. Welcome.
Good morning, Senator Mayor-Mott. And I pronounce it Livesay, but there are different people in the family who pronounce it different ways, believe it or not. So I won't take any offense to any pronunciation you decide you want to use.
Oh, thank you.
I'm really here just to answer questions that you folks might have about special fees. It's a program that we have at the department, and we've had it for, I don't know when it started, quite frankly, but it's been around for a while. I've been at the department I'm the Bureau Director for the Bureau of Land Resources. And so in that capacity, responsible for much of the development permitting in Maine. We don't permit air emissions in our Bureau. We don't permit waste discharges. That's the Water Bureau and landfills, but pretty much everything else is in our bailiwick. So I've been in this role for 3 years, and for 7 or so years, I was the Director of Land Use Planning Commission, where we had a very comparable provision allowing for the collection of special fees for larger scale projects. So different administrations, different agencies, and a comparable program. I quickly pulled together some data with help from folks last night, just to give you a sense of how common the use of special fees, how common that is. And going back to 2019, that's sort of the data that I got. The departments had, I think, 19 special fee projects. So that's 19 projects over 13 years. And to put that in perspective, we issued over 900 individual licenses last year. That was a high year. So if you want to, say, use a 700 or 800 permit a year average, and then less than one of those, a little more than one, but less than two of those per year is special fee. It's a very, very finite number of permit applications that end up going the special fee route. Of those 19, 14 of them were wind power projects. That's due, quite frankly, to the complexity of permitting those types of projects. They cover a lot of ground. There are lots of natural resource impacts that go into the review of those projects. There are also some technical assistance that we commonly look to outside contractors to help us with, for instance, evaluating the sound reports that developers put together. And the noise assessments are highly complex. And the department, through the special fee program, recovers the cost of effectively a peer review. And this is sort of valuable. You know, if you're a neighbor, what are you going to be hearing from a wind power project? So 14 of the 19 were wind. And then, you know, we've had one aquaculture facility. We had, at the time, what was the largest proposed solar project was another. Everybody's favorite transmission line corridor was another one that was a special fee project. So that's to give you a sense of the type, but it's pretty rare. And I guess I heard some questions, and it's a good one. You know, what are the criteria that are used beyond what you've seen in the bill language before you to identify whether or not a project is special fee? And one of the determination is made at the pre-application phase. So it's before the application is accepted as complete for processing. And in a meeting with applicants, the project managers and the folks that are going to be working directly on it, you're sort of scoping out with the applicant, what are the impacts that we might be concerned about here? What are the topics that we're going to be getting into? And it doesn't take very much experience from a project manager to know that this is sort of comparable to the hundreds of other projects we review, or this is going to be much, much different. And even in the absence of sort of quantitative criteria, it's certainly not a process that gets used often, and it's pretty easy to figure out which projects are the big ones and which ones are just the other projects that come along. We don't use the potential for public controversy. If that were the case, we'd have a lot of special fee for peers. You know, the one we get peers, and everybody likes their peer, but not their neighbor's peer. So those don't go the special fee route. And if you guys have any solution to that problem for me, with your marine experience, we would appreciate it.
Thank you, Mr. Livesay.